Nolan, you don't know if we have a bet that we will have sex together.
Yeah.
We will have sex together.
We're going to fuck each other.
We're going to fuck if I quit comedy or if he starts drinking again. She's loving me.
And we're live from, what's this place called? Third Wheel Studio. Studios. Nice.
Cool, huh?
Check
better,
out.
Right?
It is. I like it.
Cool.
DM Third Wheel. What's your IG now?
Third Wheel Presents.
Third Wheel Presents. DM them if you're in the LA area and want to start your own pod. Today, we're joined by a very special guest, very funny comedian, and she wants to sleep with me. Sarah Lawrence is here.
Oh my God. Hi, babe. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate everything that you do for me.
Wait, where's your normal stupid accent?
Oh, you want that?
Yeah.
What,
how do you want it, bitch?
Here I am. Hi. Thank you.
Australian.
Yeah, why don't you try better? Try harder.
Try better. Try harder.
Okay, it's not bad. Not bad.
It's not bad.
It's very hard. Huh. Yeah, it's hard. Like, what you have to do is I have to say something, then you just repeat it. I feel like it's much easier.
Easier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're a really good accent.
Is that a question?
No, it's just how I talk, so thank you.
Well, it's stupid.
I know. I get it.
Do you punch kangaroos?
No, they punch you. It's a very serious problem.
So, sasa. Thanks for being here.
Oh my God.
We don't really know. We haven't spent a lot of time together.
I feel like we do. All we've been doing is talking about sex for like a month.
Yep.
Yep.
We're both celibate.
We're both I can't classify myself. I mean, you had sex now, so you beat me.
Yeah.
You beat me. So, Nolan, you don't know if we have a bet that we will have sex together.
Yeah.
We will have sex together.
We're going to fuck each other.
We're going to fuck if I quit comedy or if he starts drinking again.
It sounds like incentive. This sounds like a great way to get him back on the sauce.
Yeah.
So anytime anything bad happens, I'm like, did you relapse up, babe?
Yeah. Because, you know, when you have sex with a friend, the good excuse is like, oh, I got it. We were so drunk. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what
we're
I said.
We're so silly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can't believe that happened last night. Like,
yeah.
And then it happens again. Like, you know.
And now I'm sober.
Can't happen.
And I don't want to bang comedians, too. I'll complicate things.
Sure, but also, who else is around? Like, I was just talking to my friend about this before. Like, everyone's, like, fucking, it's like this, everyone's, like, flirting with each other because everyone's, like, so pent up with all this sexual energy that we're just like, you know, and you don't do anything else other than see these people over and over again. And so you're like, well, fuck.
So what comedians have you slept with?
I slept with one a year and a bit ago for
a
couple of months. You know him.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Yeah. You guys are friends.
Okay. Did he do a show with us once recently?
All
right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I figured that you would have already. Did that not come up in conversation?
He told me that you guys like made out.
Oh, no. We were banging.
Banging?
Yeah, we banged.
Consistently?
Yeah. I think it was like over the course of like 2 months. It was maybe like 5 times.
And what happened?
I was just doing my usual Sarah, which was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. And then I freaked out and ran away, you know?
So do you like short guys?
No.
Totally.
No. It's very annoying when little tiny, you know, 5-foot-tall Japanese women are like, everybody, every guy that I sleep with has to be over 6 foot. I'm like, well, what does that leave me with? I'm like,
yeah, how tall are you?
6 foot.
Six. You're six?
People don't believe I'm six. I think I might be 6'1". So like, I'm a huge bitch, and I just want to be made to feel small. You know what I mean? I just want to like be. I want to be a tiny little princess. I don't want to be like, bro, let's fuck. You know,
which is
you know what would happen if we ever.
Right. I only ask that because the person you're talking about is. Very, very,
very, very short. Yes, we hooked up when we were in a pool, so it was very.
Oh,
we were
just floated
height.
To the top.
Literally, we were super drunk, super, super drunk, and it was like blackout drunk, and then we're in a pool, so we're the same height. Yep,
that's funny.
That's nice. Pretty funny.
So you banged in a pool?
We didn't bang in the pool.
Oh, okay,
but no, we first we kissed in the pool.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you didn't finish off? I was going to say, I think that. Yeah, it seems like you can't really get that done in the pool.
Yeah, it can be a little chlorine. I've done it in an ocean before. Is this Brandon?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, look who it is.
Yeah, dude. I didn't think you'd start before
you got
I got
a
here.
Nice hair.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, nice to meet you, Sarah.
No, I fucking met you before, mate.
Wow. Oh, at the comedy store.
Oh, he's big dogging me.
No, we met at the comedy store. Now
yeah,
I remember.
There it is. It's
sorry. I just ran upstairs.
Someone came up to you and was like, oh my God, I love you so much. And I was like to Ryan, I was like, what the
who's
fuck
this
is
fucking
going on?
Guy?
Yeah, and then he was like, he's very famous. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And this chick.
Didn't say that.
I think you said very famous at all. I think you just said that's. Sorry, I woke up from a nap in the middle of the day. I don't know why I did that. I never do that.
I've been doing that lately.
Don't you feel like shit afterwards, though?
I felt a little guilty. I was doing it every day for like 2 weeks, napping midday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I was like, is something wrong?
What time
me?
Were you getting to, how much sleep were you getting per night?
I guess not enough. I was waking up early to go to meetings with my agent /
wow.
support group meetings.
How early are those meetings?
With my agent, God.
Wow.
My higher power.
What step are you on? I don't know how it works. Are you on like step three? Or nah, does you do them all at the same day and then you work like.
I'm just not doing the steps. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm on step one. But I was going to 9 a.m. meetings and going to bed at like 2. I think over time it was making me tired.
Mm. But went
to bed at 4 last night because I was playing Madden football, baby.
Oh, man.
But I'm realizing that I do indeed have an addictive personality. And I thought I didn't. Mm. But I do. That's and I'm weird. Addicted to Sarah's puss.
Whoa, dude. Nice.
She wants to sleep with me.
Oh, cool.
And hey,
I don't
when? He wants to sleep with me also.
Okay, when?
We're all trying to bang.
Yeah.
Are we going to
You don't know what this is? You weren't aware.
Go down? I didn't know what I walked into.
But we were just talking about Sarah is 6'7", and she, just kidding. I actually thought, when I saw you today, I was like, oh, you're not as tall as I thought you were.
Oh, good.
Well, just because you're thin, my memory was like, oh, she's extremely tall.
A normal height. Oh, you thought I was really tall, and now you realize I'm not that tall.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you 6 foot?
Yeah. I think I may
flat?
Be. Just, I think I may be a little over. I don't
okay.
know. So bad.
Do you not like
being tall?
No,
tall?
I fucking hate it so much.
Really?
So much, so much.
Why? Because the guys are like intimidated?
Everything. Yes. And everyone's like, look at this huge bitch. I can't wear heels. Every clothes that don't fit me, dresses are tops. Fucking, yeah. There's no dudes. I'm banging guys in pools, you know. Mm. It's just, it's a mess. I can't. I just want to be a little tiny baby. My ex was 6'4", and I've never, I would just hug him and just like melt, and it was the most best thing ever.
So are you trying to date
giants?
A tall guy?
I'm not trying to, what does date mean? You guys have different.
Are you trying to like marry a tall guy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So I'm trying to marry a tall girl to have some tall offspring.
Mm. No, I'm not having any offspring. You're trying to mate with this, whatever's going on here. You're trying to recreate this.
Whoa.
I'm an 8.
Okay.
We had this discussion
right
already.
Now, I'm an 8.
I think you're a strong 6.
Do you want to have this?
Strong 6?
You want to have a discussion? We have an objective.
I'm a 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm a 7.
Strong,
fuck you,
strong
Nolan.
Strong 7. Strong.
Wow.
He's
so
a
Brandon,
strong 7?
Mm-hmm. So Brandon's a 10?
No, I'm not.
Brandon's an acquired taste, I think. I think maybe you could be. I don't want it. Well, I don't want it because I love Ryan. But I think you could.
You don't
be,
know me at all. That's also the thing.
Also, you seem like a. No. You could be. You're a little more than a 7. Not
a little more than
not
a
for
7.
Me, no, but see, I'm more attracted to Ryan, but you're arguably more.
Yeah.
Of a, more,
well, that's a. Yeah, is it, a personality thing right now?
Yeah, what's going on? Tell me why you're attracted to me.
Because I think.
why do you think I'm so hot? Super hot.
Yeah, no.
That's the best question.
Well, you said no, not you. Somebody else said that you were. Was it Vincent?
Yeah,
our friend Vincent said that Rye's better looking, like out of the two of us. Out of all of us,
him included.
Wait.
Oh, really?
Who's your friend?
Vincent Marcus. Ugly motherfucker.
Right. Okay. I don't know. It's hard
looking.
To because it depends what you're after. Because like so for me, I'm a giant freak of nature, right? But most guys like tiny little women who are stupid, and I'm like, you know, so I am not attractive here. Does that make sense? Because everybody only wants a tiny midget.
It's not
true. I was a tall blonde, and I found that dudes only wanted short brunettes. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Like nobody.
That's true
for me.
It's not all true. So, Sarah.
Basically, I've been following Raya for
Yeah, wait.
We get it. He's a 7.
Yeah, we get it.
Strong 7.
Strong 7.
Strong 7. Wow. And physically strong also, so it works in both ways.
Yeah. I disagree.
I'm glad I showed up late.
We all have a bond now.
I think men instinctively want to be bigger than their mate.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I could kick your ass. I'm stronger than you.
You got a real aggression problem. You just want to beat the shit out of everybody. You got a real aggression problem.
You know what pisses me off though is when people say they get upset with me when I'm like, yeah, I want someone to be taller than me, and they're like, that's so fucking shallow, blah blah blah. I'm like, No, it's not. I called my brother, and my brother was like, no, dude, do they know what it's like to be a 6 foot tall girl? No, they don't. You don't know what it feels like. And then like I have like girls come up to me like, I wish I was your height. I'm like, you don't. Everybody wants to be normal. No one wants to be really tall or really short. Everyone wants to just fucking be normal. Know what I mean? Yeah. There's no extremes.
Yeah.
Well, will you marry me?
I mean, yeah, not now, but like later, in like 7 years.
And you don't want kids?
5 to 7. No, I don't.
All right, cool. Because I have a lot of mental illness and alcoholism in my family. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just realized that you're an addict.
Yeah.
Do you not think that even though you're doing the thing?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You quit alcohol?
Yeah.
Because you're addicted? Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to use that word correctly. Addicted. I feel bad.
I guess I'm an addict. I don't know. I consider myself more of an alcoholic.
Mm. Okay, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. I don't think so, no.
You're a 4'8", mentally ill alcoholic.
Guys, I think it is.
Thank you, Brandon. So, Sarah, you grew up in Australia.
Are you going to be doing this voice the whole time? Because
you got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So dumb. Oh, okay.
Flirting.
Mm. Everyone's, she's all bashful. You guys are getting all bashful.
It's really hot because I don't drink coffee. It's making me sweaty. Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm wet for other reasons, babe. Mm.
Oh. Ooh.
My asshole gets moist when I'm horny.
I bet it does. just so that we clarify, so it doesn't sound like you're sexually harassing me or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
This is how we talk to
each other. This is a bit we do together.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's real life or not. Yeah. Well, the listeners don't. Your 7 listeners don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right. Yes. Mm-hmm. One more than last week because I told my mom to listen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
Not really.
Rye's actually.
No, she doesn't like my comedy. I would never let her listen to anything.
Oh. Mm. Well, just in case you are listening, Mrs. Lawrence. Hey, Mom!
Rice sexually harasses all of our guests. This is nothing new.
You know what is funny is the show that we did together when you said whatever you said and you were like, sorry for saying that. And I was like, that's totally fine. Then I listened to your podcast like the next day and you said the exact same thing to like your female guest. And I was like, always says it different. When you're like, I would fuck you and climb you like a tree.
Wait, I didn't say that to someone else.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you absolutely did.
You're sparking my memory. He did say that. He was very aggressive and weird.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I just remember the fear that like was in the room. Like, that's what I remember. Yeah.
No, because I did a show with Sarah one night, and she was on stage and said, like, I just cut my hair. Everyone says they like it, but they're just being nice because they're Americans. Then I went on stage and was like, Sarah, I like your hair. And I'm not saying that because I'm American. I'm an American. I'm saying it because I want to fuck you. I want to climb you, choke you, and come inside you.
My God.
Have never said that to anyone else.
You didn't say the come inside you bit, but you said that something similar to the, you said, I want to climb you like a tree and la, 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 la. Oh. I was like, oh, fucking hell, this guy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not special. Yeah.
No, that was funny, though.
It was hilarious, but I thought you were being serious.
You just say this to all the girls.
Yeah, literally, right. You say this to everyone on the podcast.
To all the girls. Stop. You must say that to all the ladies.
It's a hilarious bit.
Come inside of me. With everyone. Wow, what a treat.
Climb me like a tree.
I think it is true. You're attractive. instinctually, yeah. I want to come inside you, babe.
Jesus Christ. Good God.
Have you ever came inside a girl, Nolan?
Yeah, man.
I'm down. I'm down, dog. Yeah,
dude, I get it.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm in.
Do you do that with your wife?
Fuck yeah.
Do you?
That's awesome.
You guys trying to have kids?
Every
or?
Time, bro.
Sick. Dude.
Every month. Every 15.
Every
month.
Dude. Yeah. When we do it a couple times a year, inside, dude. No doubt.
What a treat. Sex must be.
That's a wonderful thing.
What part of Australia did you grow up in?
Perth.
I'm honestly interested. I'm not just doing this because I'm a professional
host.
You know,
every single day of my life, some fucking cunt will come up to me and talk to me in an Australian accent. I hate it so much.
I know it's annoying. That's why I do it.
It's and I have a friend and he's like, every time we hang out, I try my hardest not to do it, and then someone will come up and do it for me, and then I'm like, hey, that was for me, you know. It's super annoying. That's why I just walk around and I talk like this, and I like nobody knows it, because I can't go into a cafe and order a fucking panini and then have them be like, what part of Australia?
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
Like even baristas are like, oh, you have an accent.
Every day of my life, six times a day. And I used to like, to get really pissed off. And then my ex, after we started being together for like a couple of years, he's like, oh, now I see. Now I get it. Now I'm furious. Because he saw how ridiculous
it was. I think Australians seem the most approachable. Like, if I were to be like starting a conversation with somebody from another country, I feel like Australians seem like they're ready to zip zap.
Yeah, we
and
are.
Jam it up.
And you. Wow. We you do zip zap jam it up over there. We do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Love a good zip zap.
Because it was like French accent. I'm like, they're probably not into chit chat.
It's like smoking in your face.
Yeah.
And listen, I do the same thing and I catch myself doing it. Like, if someone's from such and such, I'm always like, oh, I used to live here. But it's different because I'm not American.
So, do you actually put on a fake American accent?
Every day of my life. Every day. The guy down here, I was like, hey, I'm here for a podcast. I don't put a stupid one on, but I'm just like every American, or else he'll be like, where are you from? I'm like, I can't.
In Australia, do they say that to Americans?
No Americans.
Oh.
I think I met one American and you're like, oh, fuck that guy kind of thing.
I was like, oh my God, your accent.
Oh, you guys don't know that we don't like you.
You don't?
No, I know that. Yeah. I know that most of the rest of the world doesn't like us.
Yeah. It's just... Well, see, you see us and you see us as being like approachable and stuff, and then we see you and we see you as like obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's like that Family Guy thing where he's like walking through the plane and he's like, yeah, we have chairs here too. Yeah, what are you guys? You guys want to get some food later? It's that. Now I'm an asshole and everybody, we lost all the listeners.
No, Americans are the worst.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Most Americans now think it's a cool thing to be like, I hate Americans.
Good, yeah. So my ex also thought that until I said it one too many times, and he was like, you know, it's kind of hurt my feelings of you banging on Americans all the time. I was like, you started it, dude. You agreed with me at the start. And now
I don't hate Americans. This is a great country still.
I hate Americans.
We're in some tough times right now.
You had some silly things.
I just can't wait until it's great again.
Now the slogan is keep America great again.
Still.
Keep America great still.
Doesn't have the same ring.
So you're from Perth?
Yeah.
What part of Australia is that?
It's the left.
Okay.
So like it's the LA side.
When did you move to the States?
5 years ago.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
And I know part of your story is you were a basketball player, and then you broke your body.
I did. Well, I was 16. I broke my pelvis.
Ow.
Yeah. So it still hurts. It's very annoying. So I've had a... Basically, I was really good, and we had this training camp, and you train for 12 hours on a Saturday and 12 hours on a Sunday. And like 3 hours into the first day, I like did something, and I pulled my adductor here. And I was like, well, I don't want to be a pussy. Like, they're choosing teams. They're choosing, like, state teams from this one camp. So I was like, I kept training, and then it just fucking spread, and I shouldn't have done that. And then turns out I had, like, fractures in my pubic bone, and three girls on my team had the same thing. It's called osteitis pubis, and they had the same thing.
So that's kind of...
Osteitis pubis.
Continue, sorry.
So yeah, you normally get it if you're like a football player, like what do you guys call it? It's called Australian rules football, and a lot of them have it, but they're like grown men who have this thing that us like 16-year-old girls had, which meant that I think our coach was maybe giving us the wrong sort of exercises for our supple bodies. So yeah, then I was out, couldn't play anymore, and then had surgery when I was 19, and so then was just like, ugh, it was like stitched up, like had staples, and I had like crutches and stuff, and I couldn't walk, and then it still hurts. Okay.
Does it hurt right now?
No, because I just woke up, but if I was hungover, it hurts generally if I drank the night before, or if I've like walked a long way, or...
Is that why you don't want kids?
I mean...
With me?
Sort of, yeah. I was told by a doctor when I was 19 that if I have kids is going to be much more painful than anybody else. Yeah. I was like, cool.
Damn.
Coupled with the fact that my mom was like, yeah, you split me apart and I was fucking this. I'm like, that doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like a good thing.
Yeah.
And people don't talk about the negative things about pregnancy. And I think they're just talking about it now, like all the fucked up things, because you were never really allowed to talk about it before. And people are like, oh, nobody told me about this. This is horrible.
Yeah. I didn't know you're like, sometimes your vagina splits.
Yeah. And they have to cut it. They have special scissors and they cut it so that when it tears, it tears in a straight line, because if you don't, it just goes like a they don't tell you that.
Well, I'm always surprised at how few women aren't like, don't seem overly concerned about the fact that they're about to get busted open.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like when they're pregnant, it seems like they're like, yeah. I'm just like, how are you not freaking out about
this? Yeah, that's the thing. Dude,
it feels like somebody's about to shoot you in the stomach.
Right.
I'd be like, I'd be worried.
I have nightmares. So I have what's called tacophobia, which is fear of pregnancy, right? So
taco?
Taco. T-O-K-O. Phobia.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
T-O-K-O.
Taco. I don't know what that means. Fear of pregnancy. What is fucking hex, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. I thought it was like a vagina's a taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Taco, like TikTok.
On the clock.
T-O-K-O.
Oh, okay.
Phobia.
Got it.
Okay.
Oh,
so it's fear of pregnancy and fear of childbirth. So
not fear of Del Taco.
Oh my God, babe. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thanks.
I have nightmares.
Why are you afraid of tacos?
they're really bad for you.
let's just pretend to not understand. Let's
just keep making taco jokes about her horrible phobia.
All right, so you have tacophobia, which means you're afraid to... which means you are...
Dude, I know it's been having coffee everywhere. Okay, so what happens? So when you say you're like, you don't understand how women are like not freaking out.
Yeah.
So I have a dream, like a recurring dream that happens all the time. I'm on the operating table and I wake up and I'm pregnant and I'm like, holy shit, I didn't want to be pregnant. What the fuck? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm about to have this fucking thing. Ah, oh, get it out of me. Like, don't get it out of me. Like, keep it in. Anyways, and then I wake up and I like freak out. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I also have the same thing where I get fake boobs. I think it's like anything permanent. So like, I get fake boobs and I wake up on the operating table and they've done one and not the other one. And I'm like, no, I never asked for this. And then they're like, and they put me back to sleep. And then I wake up and my boobs hurt.
Wow.
I just think that's so fucking.
Yeah. So you are afraid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I thought
it makes way more sense.
I thought your dream was going to be like they only did one and they were supposed to do the other.
Yeah.
So you just had one fake.
No, I just look like a weirdo. But I have I met this girl and her mom was like, giving birth is like so spiritual, and she has like four kids and she had them all in a birthing pool and it's like this amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And so now she has four kids. And I'm like, that's what the difference is between growing up between a chick who says that to you and a mom who's like, yeah, you split me open and your brother split me open and now I have an incontinence. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking horrible.
Yeah. I saw the birth.
Plus, I was an asshole, dude. I was such a dick. Like, such a dick.
As you were coming out.
Yeah, just fuck you, mom, as I slid out. Was bungee jumping off the umbilical cord. I was the worst. The worst.
I saw a child be born. Not in real life.
Out of the bits?
Out of the what?
Out of the bits?
Bits. Yeah, out of a pussy.
Oh.
The scientific term. Mm. 7th grade health
they
class
showed you?
Something. Yeah.
Oh, that's
the miracle of life, it's called.
Fuck.
And there was no vagina splitting. So it was like crazy to see, but no splitting that time.
I don't know if they should be showing. I don't know.
That, I don't think so.
I also saw a video where her vagina was, I'm not even kidding, like this long. So it's gone from this big to this big. Whoa. The baby slides out, and then you don't know about the afterbirth, right? This is so gross. You got. I sent it to my friend, and I was like, tell me you want to do this. And it just went like... like all this purple shit. I was like, fuck me, guys.
And then people, even worse, people eat that.
Eat the placenta.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a thing you do and you suck it off the I heard this somewhere. You suck the shit. How weird do you want to be? You know?
Yeah.
Let's
just have a baby, put it in a room and with a nanny and forget about it like a normal. We're not sucking placentas off faces.
Yeah. And saving the goop.
Yeah.
Ugh. People save the goop. And then they eat it, right?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, to be fair, I wouldn't mind some stem cells. I get stuff injected. Get hot beef injections from Rye. That's what we call it in Australia. You want a hot beef injection? It's so
gross. Oh, my God.
You get...
Yeah, dude. Sorry. I mean, no, I'm not. I'm alpha.
Oh, my God. You're so stupid.
Flirting again.
Yeah, no. So stupid.
Sad voice, the raspy voice.
What?
It's coming in. There you go.
Oh my God. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh God.
Nolan. Huh. It's quite a sexual look you have in your eyes. Right
well,
now.
I don't know. It's that voice, man.
Ooh, is it? So the voice comes on, and then you get out.
It's just, you know, it's a tight room in here, and anything feel like
tight.
Anything could happen.
A lot of musk in this room right now.
It's a Wednesday.
So we should. All, it's an alleyway time. It's 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. We fucking an alley. That's what we do.
It's a very sexual time. 2 o'clock on a
Wednesday.
Sexual
time.
I think it's a sexual time for all of us.
Are you horny, Brandon?
No, I'm far from it.
Sarah.
God. Yes.
I want to know what got you started in comedy and why you think you could ever be successful.
You know what's funny is that I'm so much funnier than him. You know what I? You know what it was?
Don't touch me.
Is wow.
Ooh, flirting. More flirting.
From me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is annoying now. I'm going to have to fucking... Wow. I'm going to have to really rein in my sexual desires. So we did a show together. We did Fresh Faces at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
You know, he was very lucky to be picked. You know, he was one of the undercards kind of thing of the night. I was more of the...
Kind of an underdog story.
Yeah, more of the, well, no, underdog who doesn't, like, succeed. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
underdog
yeah. The 16th seed in you know, the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so so then I tuned into your podcast, the same one where you were, you know, making sexual advances to this poor lady, and you said that, you said... You're like, yeah, I had this show at Laugh Factory last night. I was like, I wonder if he's going to say anything about me or anybody else by that fucking stage. And you were like, yeah, I kind of did the best. And I was like, fuck this guy. You were like, whoa. I kind of did the
that.
Best. Like, I'm pretty sure
that.
Like I got management out of
whoa.
It. Like,
I didn't say
cocky.
I
so
humbly
cocky.
Said, I think
cocky.
The fucking booker said I was in top three. Guess who else was in there? You.
Yeah, so hey, no mention of me though.
Only himself.
Fucker.
What a vain asshole.
He literally didn't even mention the name of anybody else on the show. So if you... Ooh, I'm mad. It doesn't matter.
Are you really mad?
No.
Holy shit.
I was expecting...
Shout out.
Anything.
Yeah.
You know.
You're on the fucking podcast.
Dude, this is going to end in 10 minutes with you guys. The alleyway is fresh. I saw it outside, dude.
I don't fuck before 6 p.m. Oh, it's 3, so we'll just...
I don't fuck before 6
p.m. I can always
PM.
Come back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you are funny. And you don't like when people bring this up, but you haven't been doing it all that long.
No.
That's fine.
Sure.
You're funny.
Great, thank
That's
you.
It's even better.
But more
if you're funny and you haven't been doing it a long time,
just,
you want to brag about that.
I just don't like when people have been doing it for like 20 years and then you tell them how long you've been doing it and they're like, fuck you, you're blah, blah, blah. Which I get, because if I'd been doing it 20 years and someone was like, I've been doing this for 2 months, I'd be like, fuck you. Not really, but you know what I mean? You lose a lot of credibility. Mm. It sucks. But
but you're funny, so.
Sure. Which
if
I wasn't.
If you sucked and you were getting
right.
shows, then.
Right.
I can see people being like, fuck you. But yeah. I'm sure people do that.
Who
people do that with
suck
me.
And get shows?
No. Who resent you. Even after seeing you.
Mm.
You're like, well, okay, well, she's funny, but still, fuck her.
Yeah. I had a conversation like that with my friend the other day. They gave me shit for some sort of show. And I was like, yeah, but you wouldn't be giving me shit if I wasn't funny. And they're like, no, exactly. That's why we feel comfortable giving you shit about getting these shows. Because if you were shit, we wouldn't give you shit because it would be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, the worst thing you say to somebody after the set is nothing. Because you're like, I can't talk to you because you're terrible. And I can't say good set because then I'll feel terrible because I lied.
Yeah, I always avoid it. Or if they say like, oh, how did I do? I'm like, I love that bit about the thing.
Right,
you
right.
know, I'm never like, you crushed.
Just keep
didn't.
Doing that bit about just, the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nolan,
keep
you,
doing
you
that.
Just saw me at the improv.
Yeah.
And you?
And well, actually, we both laughed about how difficult
it's pretty brutal.
It was a tough night
what
for
happened?
Everybody, for most people. Esther did the best. I think.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Yeah,
you
she rocked
Esther?
It.
Inside baseball here. Like, no one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who's listening?
Mm.
You don't have comedy people listen to the podcast?
What's up? No, but they don't know who Esther is. I'm not going to say her full name because this is about
I know who
me.
It is.
Yeah,
you,
Esther.
You do that a lot.
Oh,
you
oh
say,
he did
you,
a show and only mentioned himself? That's weird. Oh, okay.
I don't.
You,
mention stories that leave out names and full details a lot on the podcast.
Because no one knows what I'm talking about.
And it's like, why are you talking about it if you're not going to talk about the full
I'm sure
story?
You could just Google Esther Comedian and it would come up as the first result also. Unless you're going to say she did
I'll
shit.
I'll say my friend. Cause I'll
All right.
Here's what I'd say about your set. I'd be like, yeah, I like that you stayed in the pocket.
But if it's your friend, as well, you can tell.
I think he's funny. He knows that.
There's a difference between like seeing someone who did really bad and you don't really know them, and then like avoiding them.
Yeah.
Or having a genuine conversation with your friend. I told my friend one time.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you didn't do the best, and she got really upset. And I was like, we're friends. I should be able to say that to you. Mm-hmm. I know you're funny. I know you normally do much better than that. It wasn't the best. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. 100%.
She got super upset, but I like having that open dialogue. Like.
Yeah. That show was one of the ones where like I would start a chunk of something and like, oh, okay, they don't like this, and like jump to something else. Then all of a sudden my set is like all over the place.
Yeah, that just happened to me in Vegas. I had a whole idea of what I was going to do, and then I went out. The guy who went before me was like, he's like, I just had to derail my whole set because they weren't like feeling it. And I was like, watch me, watch the pro. And then I went out, I was like, oh. He just, yeah, you guys, okay, well, okay, then, well, looks like you guys want to fucking talk about anal, okay, and they were like, yeah, I'm like, I'm trying not to do that anymore.
Have you done anal? Anal?
Of course, everybody should have all done anal, yes, of course.
Do you like it?
There is sometimes when it's pleasant, yes.
Hmm. Okay.
But everybody should, if you haven't done anal, it's weird to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Unless you have never had a girlfriend, like, then that's also probably weird. If you like, I did it with my first boyfriend, because you're with someone for 2 years, you should be doing everything within reason.
What are we talking about now? Your pelvis. Does it?
So okay, let me.
I'm just keep on thinking about that's just like just coming inside you. Just,
yeah. That makes the podcast hard because he can't.
Makes
he,
it so hard.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
Makes the podcast throbbing.
Hard and throbbing. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you something. Are you gonna climax? We did dirty talk to each
All
other.
All the blood from his brain has gone into his dick, so he can't form sentences.
What are we working with here?
Micropenis.
A whole 3.5 inches.
Yeah, I talked. Sarah and I were riffing.
We're sexting.
We're sexting.
Mm. Oh my.
And I was like, oh baby.
Have you guys ever hooked up?
No.
Or is this all just a joke?
It's not a joke. We want to bang each other.
Why don't you guys just get
just
after it?
Just do it.
Because we'll just
listen to sex sounds.
We made a you
guys
made
have basically had sex. If you say you want to fuck this much, you basically have.
But then she's going to tell everybody that I premature ejaculate. But sometimes I do well, sometimes I don't.
I've had a couple people with a couple problems.
Oh, yeah.
A couple people.
And like, how quick were those
problems? Literally one pump.
Oh, damn.
Really?
That's how good I am.
That's crazy.
No, that was... I'm not even kidding you. Like, it got to the point in the relationship where, you know, when you don't want to have sex anymore. It's been like a year and a half, and you're like, ugh, I don't want to. And he'd be like, come on, babe. And I'll be like, all right, cool. Well, it doesn't take me anything to just go, boop, and then I'm like, cool. Well, now my work is done. You can shut the fuck up. And I don't... You know what I mean? All like, right. It was like that, and I'm not even kidding.
Damn, that sucks.
Yep.
It sucks.
So what's that like, Nolan?
I see what's happening.
Actually, I've heard that Nolan has an attractive wife. Have you talked about this?
I don't know.
Still haven't been able to find her on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's no remnant?
You actually? I don't like
You're
your eyes when you said the find part.
I'm looking for your wife.
She's not hard to find.
Wait, but you said she's not on your Instagram?
No, she's there.
Interesting.
She's literally all over my Instagram. Tagged.
All right, fine. I did find her. I found her.
Yeah.
Did you just find her just now, or did you find her earlier?
No, I found her before, but for
you
the
found
joke.
Her 3 times before the show. Oh.
Bam.
For the joke, I just wanted to say I've been looking for her.
Mm. Yeah.
You gotta stop hitting on everybody's wives.
How often, if you get hit up by 10 gentlemen, mm-hmm. How many of them are shorter than you?
Every single one except for one, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah. It's a
I just found
shame.
That on Bumble. You can search by height.
That's what I was going to ask,
that's
too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Very exciting. But also, generally, the taller the guy, the more douchey, which also is like a fucking sucks.
Right.
Mm?
Yep. Guilty.
Exhibit A, you know? Because tall guys, they don't have to try. Because every tiny girl's like, nah, we need a tall guy. So tall guys don't have to try. Tall guys don't have to like develop a personality because everyone's just trying to fuck them because they're tall.
Right.
Tall guys are generally like athletes or like good at sport or whatever. So they are, you know.
They got that.
Blah, 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 blah. They don't have to try. Da, 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 da. So they're generally like
stupid and
douchey.
Shallow. And
they certainly don't make.
Why do you keep looking best? Over at me?
I didn't.
I disagree. I think that you still need to have a lot of things to get a girl.
Dude, have you seen girls at bars
long-term?
And drunk with a tall, hot dude? He's just like, top
well, you said tall, dude. You just said tall. You didn't say hot.
No. Okay. If
you,
okay,
so you have to have a tall, hot dude.
Okay,
yes.
Two different types of tall guys. Yep. One is like a tall, hot, fucking piece of shit. Like, what's up, babe? You want to suck my dick? And then there's the guy who's like nerdy, who's been like me. Mm. You know, like.
What about those guys?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
those guys.
It's about personality.
What about a nebbish, Jewy, tall guy?
Oh yeah, that guy. What, the guy from Catfish?
That seems like a good type.
The guy from Catfish?
I don't know.
Neve Schulman?
Neve? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of hot.
Yeah,
he's not tall though.
Dude, you should see my ex-boyfriend's like, not, like my ex was like fucking so hot and was the hottest guy I've ever been with in my life, and I would be like, where are we? Like my other exes have not. Not there's a couple. One
Wait,
of them looks
yeah.
like.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Where are we?
Where are we? Like they're not. They're not.
Oh. Personality wise?
There was one guy who looked like you. And yeah. I was like, man, I want to have sex with your brain, not your face, you know.
Oh, boy.
Wait.
Wait.
I think we figured out where that seven comes from.
So you think I'm ugly?
No.
No, but
you think I'm ugly. He's a seven.
Strong.
I don't think you're ugly.
I'm kidding.
I think you're an eight. That's why I felt bad. I didn't want to say that, but you're not my eight. You know what I mean?
Got it.
That's what we said. It's what we know.
It's where we were at.
Yeah. There was a guy, and we were friends for like a couple months, and he was so fucking funny, and we would hang out all the time, and it was like, nothing ever happened, but it was like super flirty and la la la. And then one time we like went to the beach, and I was like, fuck, man, I wish I could have sex with your brain because I'm super not attracted to you.
Right.
And then we got drunk and we fucked.
And that's the guy I look like?
That's the guy you look like.
Just kidding. So you want a skull fuck, Rye? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sex in my brain.
Yeah. All right, so let's just get into the nitty gritty. When are you guys going to bang?
6 p.m. Right now. 6 p.m.? Oh, okay.
6 p.m. Mm-hmm. in the alleyway mm-hmm. behind Sizzler.
I had a friend who's, I'm still his friend. He's kind of short. I think he's like 5'7". And he would stand on his tiptoes, even talking to me.
Oh.
I was like, I can tell you're on your tiptoes right now, dude.
Mm. Did guys used to date stand on their tiptoes while walking?
No, you know what's weird is like they don't care. I care. They don't really care. Like the old mate didn't care. And I was like, how do you not care? We look like a freak show. We used to like joke. We used to joke that people were like, freaks! and they would be because we looked ridiculous. Anyway, to answer the question, my first boyfriend was like, you can wear heels, babe. Like, I don't mind. I was like, no, I mind. You know? And then I had another boyfriend who was insecure and I wore heels and we were like walking downstairs one time and I put my hands on his shoulders and he's like, don't ever do that to me again. I was like, oh, cool. I'm glad we're all adults here. Yeah.
My last girlfriend was my height.
That's nice. It's always nice to be the
you're
same height.
You're small, though. Like, you're a small person.
Sure, but I'm looking down. What is that? What's the difference?
Like,
how does that
I could
change?
Beat your ass.
Okay, sure.
What else did we talk about, guys? I feel like we didn't get to know you that much.
Not at all.
But already,
actually, no, we very
all.
Much did. We found out about your condition. We found out about your phobia
you
about tacos.
You want me to tell you something interesting? I don't know if people find this interesting. I find it really interesting. So right. I get injections in my
pussy.
No, I used to tell people I used to be a dude because I have a scar like right here and it looks like that's where the penis would be. So I get blood taken out of my arm and they put it into a centrifuge, which is like a machine that spins around really fast and it extracts all the white blood cells. All the red, which ones are the ones that heal? The white ones or the red ones?
I don't know.
Whichever ones are the healy ones. So like let's say I have a bruise here, right? all my blood rushes to this thing to try and heal the bruise, but it's like 1% of the blood is the stuff that actually heals the bruise. But when you do this thing and you spin it around the centrifuge, it concentrates all of the healing properties of the... It separates the good stuff from the bad, right? Then they take all that concentrated good stuff into a needle and they fucking inject me 9 times. And actually, old mate took me to one once and I cried. It's so painful and I'm like laying on a table with my pants around my ankles and the doctor's got this fucking giant needle and he's holding it like a crayon. And it's like terrifying.
Just going deep?
So they put like one here and one in the middle. Oh, the one in the middle. Dude, the one in the middle one time, he like did it in a wrong angle and it went down into my thingy. And I was like, and I feel so bad for this guy because he's like helping me and it really helps. And it helps me to like not feel pain when I walk. But like I always leave and I'm like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. And I'm like crying. And he leaves me in the room for like 30 minutes crying. It's horrible. And then I leave and I pay him $500. And I'm like, I love you so much. Thank you.
Fuck.
Well, sucks. Now we know you better. So there you go.
There it is. Yeah, so now we're. Yeah,
now we get it.
Does it hurt to get vag pounded?
No.
No? All right, good to know.
Especially not for you with your micropene.
Yeah, that's true.
Babe, don't think that you hurt girls. Don't think that you're out there hurting people. You know?
That's funny. Mm. So what are your
goals? You can still satisfy people with a micropenis, by the way.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, you can.
What?
You can.
Yeah, you can.
No, you totally can.
You can.
Yeah.
Tell me about that, because I saw a micropenis competition with Howard Stern when I was way too young to see it. It was like on YouTube, and I didn't know what a micropenis was, and I saw it, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, that's really, that's, yeah.
It'd be a clitoral stimulation.
With your peen? Just rubbing it with your peen?
Yeah, maybe.
But that's not sex. You can't have proper sex. You can't have intercourse.
Penetrative sex.
Penetrative sex, yes.
You can do other stuff.
Sure, yeah, so that's not.
You can still pleasure somebody if you have a micropenis.
Yeah, that's
so you shouldn't feel too bad, fella.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I can munch box.
I like patting him on the shoulder really hard.
Very hard hand.
God.
Jesus. You must be really bad at...
comforting people?
Yeah.
No. Look. Is that better?
Bony ass hands. Get out of here, ugly person. I could beat your ass. Sarah, what are your goals for comedy besides quitting?
Whoa, man.
What do you mean? Like, I want to do good.
What's the end goal?
Yeah.
Do you want to be a movie star?
I don't know. Like, I moved here for acting and then was like, oh, acting sucks. And it's, I just actually saw, like, I did a film that's at the start of the year and I just saw, like, a little scene from it. And my friend was like, oh, are you excited? And I was like, oh, man, you know what sucks is I remember on that day, like, I wasn't feeling it, and now it's on film, and now it's gonna look like I'm shit. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, it's just like it's a weird thing. Like, you have to be in the moment in that time, and it also fucks with your head. Because I was like fighting with my boyfriend at the time, and then like we finally made good, and I was like happy, and then I went on set, and then I had to lock myself in a toilet and like cry and all this kind of shit. So then I left like feeling deflated, and all of this stuff that I had just worked out with my boyfriend, I now had to bring back up in the scene in order to feel sad. And then I went home and we fought. You know what I mean? It's a head fuck. It's not a fun time.
That's real acting. Damn. Drama.
Bib, yeah. But no, I wouldn't mind being like in a sitcom or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be I don't cool. know. I mean, I'm happy to do it, but I just want to focus on like stand up right now. And I just got dropped from my manager for not pursuing acting, so that's cool. Wow. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but I'm like, I'm doing good in comedy, and they're like, well, if you, whatever.
You don't think comedy is as draining as acting?
Nope.
No? Okay.
What I like about comedy is that I can do it whenever I want. It's all on me. If I fuck up, it's my fault. It's my writing. It's me. But with acting, if you want to get like a good scene, you have to have a good script. You have to have a good director. You have to have a good camera. You have to be feeling good on the day. You have to make sure the lighting is good. The fucking post-production is good. Blah, blah, blah. All this fucking shit. You can't just go up. Like right now, I can go to a mic and work on it. I can't do that with acting. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And also like I can, you know, go to the comedy store and meet people. Like you can't just go to like a place and meet Brad Pitt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not that I'm meeting the caliber of people who are Brad Pitt, but like you meet people who are higher up than you and you can run in the same circles and that kind of thing and it's
cool.
So I don't know. It's just much more.
It's kind of like this right now. It's like you look up
it's
to
like,
me.
I was like, oh my God, right doing from Vine, even though I didn't even know what Vine was. And I was like, man, I just really want to.
Liar.
I understand.
You're a huge fan. We do have to wrap it up. Where can people find you?
Should I say the? You think the is better?
Oh no, I'm sure I'm an idiot. I just thought you were saying the letter V. That's all. My bad. She was like Sarah Lawrence. I thought it was like V.
What the fuck's been up with you this whole podcast?
I feel great. I feel like I contributed a couple of good bits.
I want to put your face into it, like make it into a cartoon. It's just so delightful.
Let's do it.
Look at it.
It's all right, real good. Down.
What the fuck?
The Sarah
Sorry,
Lawrence.
Ray.
I'm gonna put his face into a cartoon and your face into. I can't say it.
Sit on my face.
You know what's weird is you look actually a lot like my wife.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We are all gonna bang, aren't we? We are.
Oh, word.
I mean, I'm gonna step out.
Would you be chill with Sarah and I having a threesome with your wife?
I mean, if she's down, you know. I just want to make her happy. So, all
right, cool.
What's her name?
Betsy.
What? Is she 95?
Yeah.
She makes us
pie in the middle.
She's a beautiful
95-year-old. I love her mind.
I want to fuck her brain. What's your Instagram?
It's the Sarah Lawrence. Or the Sarah Lawrence.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
Wait, would you date a guy shorter than you?
I don't know what date means. We don't use that word. Boyfriend? In Australia. I would prefer not to.
What if he was strong?
What if he could beat me in an arm wrestle? Then definitely.
Okay, cool. All right. I hate saying I'm sorry, Dad.
Do you want to just stop it at this one?
I do.
And just completely
it's cheesy.
Well, how do you want to end podcast now?
Oh, wait.
Just by
Steve Marshall.
Goodbye?
Steve Marshall, Ross Miller, Nicholas Caprio, thanks for donating $25 a month to Patreon.
Good memory.
But just say goodbye.
Okay.
I think you should say I'm sorry, Doug. That's the whole point. You should always have a closing. I think it's.
I'll do whatever you tell me to do. So sorry, Dad.
What do you?
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
So hot.
Sorry, Dad.
You ruined it.
Fuck, man.